Well, that's a tough one. They're wrong. No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say, this may not make it into the podcast because, like, obviously it doesn't matter because you and I are right. Welcome to this Bible podcast. I know, the name's super creative. I'm your host, Sam Lewis, and I'm glad you're here. We'll be diving into the daily lectionary, and I hope you'll find something that is maybe a little fun, maybe meaningful, and hopefully brings you closer to God. Let's dive in.
Thomas Woodland, pastor of Woodland United Methodist Church, father of two kids. Well, they're adults now. Samantha and Hannah. Or Samantha's my wife, Hannah, my daughter, Caleb, my son. That's me.
Awesome. Thank you.
1 Corinthians 15, 12 through 20. And I think I'm reading today from NRSV. So just because it was nearby.
Perfect.
There we go. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation has been in vain, and your faith has been in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified of God that God raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have died in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. Woo!
I feel like, you know, this is a podcast, but if you're listening, you should probably hit pause, go look at this passage up and read it, because it's just, Paul's just on it here.
Yeah. And Paul's wordy. So, king of run-on sentences. So, yeah, if you're a visual learner, you better go just read it.
There's a lot here.
Or slow it down. Or
raised from the dead. But if raised from the dead, then raised from the dead. But raised from the dead.
Yeah. But if not, yeah. Yeah, good old Paul. That's how I know this is probably written by Paul, because it's real.
You think it's authentically Pauline?
Yeah, I tend to believe, like, I tend to fall into the camps of sort of the traditionalists with authorship and stuff. Like, I don't have a need to be like, well, there probably was no Paul. And, you know, I know that's like, you know, sort of in vogue, right? As we deconstruct things.
Yeah.
But I don't really, you know.
I'm a student of Luke Timothy Johnson. And so, you know, I'm with him that, you know, all 13 letters are authentically Paul. Because I don't think there's good enough evidence that they're not. And ultimately, I don't think it matters.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
So as you read this very Paul, very conflated and confusing word, what kind of sticks out to you? What do you hear in this?
Well, he's obviously concerned with the question of people being raised from the dead, right? That's his big concern. And this is sort of one of those, like, you know, we have these talks a lot. Well, if Jesus... Do you know, and it's funny because somebody in my church, the conversation of like Marcus Ford came up. And if you're listening to this, folks, me too.
I'm not a Marcus Ford. Nope.
No, I'm like enough of Mark. Could we just like, ugh, you know, but to be fair, people found their free progressive faith through him, but that's very generational. I found my free faith through, Walter Wink, through Anabaptism, through social justice ministries, through that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Not through Marcus Ford going. And so, but the conversation, you know, is all about that. Like, did Jesus really raise from the dead? And then they, folks might say, well, it really doesn't matter. And so that's where Paul is. I think Paul's like, it does matter.
It matters.
It matters. And I could be off here, but I'm pretty sure he's dealing with like the Gnostic issues that were going on where like flesh is evil and flesh is bad. And so we don't want Jesus back in his fleshly body. We want the spiritual raised Christ. You know, and Paul also probably contended at one point with, this is Corinth, so probably not so much with Sadducees who didn't believe in resurrection of the dead. And you know how you know that?
How's that?
They're sad, you see. They don't believe in this.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. See?
He's a dad, guys.
That's an old Bible teacher on you. I apologize. Thumbs down that one. No stars on that one. Or however the podcasty world.
Zero out of zero, would not recommend.
But yeah, I think he's really stressed over this need to wrap your head around, did Jesus like literally raise from the dead? Like, we're not metaphorically, we're not, spiritualizing this, like literally for him, this is an important thing to talk about. And obviously for the people in the Corinthian church, this was an important thing to talk about. So.
Well, how does that hit you as kind of a reader in 2023, right? Does it make you think like, yeah, like this does matter, or like, well, does it matter? Kind of where do you find yourself in this?
So I think it matters because we're a people of resurrection, right? We're resurrection people. We're recreation people. We're people who are having the dead things in our lives brought back to life, by Christ and that work of resurrection. And so, and I think it also is that work of defeating things, right? That sort of Jesus defeated death. Well, not if he didn't really rise from the dead, right? And you might say, well, no, he's rose into heaven as spirit, spirit. Okay. But that's not the same. This is a, we're talking about the big miracles, right? And maybe the ones that matter the most. I think it matters that he defeated all that stuff that pounced upon him. And I know this isn't an atonement conversation per se. This is more of a, although it has to do with atonement, what happened in the cross and the resurrection. But however you wrestle with the cross and the death of Jesus and the whys and the hows and the whos, this is the ultimate defeat of all that, right?
Right.
This is the pushing away of the cross and saying, yeah, you tried to get it, but no, this is anti-empire even. That the things you've tried to crush have stood up.
Well, and I think about the ways that, the Gnostics were trying to separate body and spirit, and if we are fully human, as, turns out you and I are, as far as I know, then our spirits and our bodies aren't separate entities, right? And so the insistence that God cares about our bodies, I think, is really important, right? Like that it's not just this idea. Yeah, I mean, so I love the account of the resurrection where in John, where Peter's on the boat naked, fishing naked, and they swim in, and Jesus is there, and he's cooked fish for them. And they're like, it's just, there's nothing more bodily, right, than like eating a meal. And so this idea that kind of our bodies are involved in this work, Jesus's body is involved in this work, I think, that does matter, right?
And you were created good, and your body's created good, and all those desires and needs and things, right? And I know for medieval church, even they, you're and even sort of that. Your body and all its desires, whether it's sexual or whatever it is, those are all bad things that should be suppressed, right? Like pleasure's a bad thing, right? You have to eat boring food and wear itchy clothes. I mean, that's funny. I had a conversation with a colleague who's at PSR and he's in a class on desire, theology of desire, and we talked about that and how for him, his desire as he was growing up, which was attraction to same sex, like, is that bad? Is my flesh, is my desire come from a place of evil or wrong or brokenness? Or does it come from a place of, no, God's intimately involved in our physical being and creating, and God created that thing good, right?
Right.
And like any good fleshly thing, and I don't mean fleshly in the evil sense, like the flesh is bad, kill the flesh, but physical thing,
Embodied thing, yeah.
embodied thing, it's good. Certainly it could be bad. right? Gay, straight, whatever attraction can become bad and cause harm, right? So can food, right? Nothing wrong with going, oh my God, this steak is amazing and it's the best thing in the whole world and I'm lusting after it, right? You know what I mean?
Right, absolutely.
Taking pleasure in it, and this 20-year scotch is ridiculous and should be enjoyed, right? And so it's fine. It's all good. I mean, I know there was even a time where like people got like were anti like clergy. Well, you shouldn't be posting pictures of food on Instagram because that's somehow this like, you know, well, you know what? I just enjoyment. We're allowed to enjoy it. And so I think that pushes against the Gnostics.
Yeah.
Say that my flesh is good. And I think it also has conversations of mental illness too, right? Issues like where we can think about like, if God's not concerned with our flesh and this connection, we know that our mind and our spirit and our body are all connected thoroughly. You can't separate them. And we try to do that. We're like, well, that's just your mind. It's, you know, it's in your head. Right? Or it's this. So we try to separate all that, and it causes issues.
Right.
And it causes major, sometimes simple little things, and it's big things that other things. So.
Yeah. I think about, you know, what brought me to the West Coast was, you know, I was really kind of looking at being kind of open about being a lesbian, but also, you know, looking at following church law and, you know, not dating and those kinds of things, and making sure I was, you know, beyond reproach in that. And I really felt God say to me, like, joy is not an eschatological hope, right? Like, these things in our bodies are not this idea for later. But right here and now, there is joy, and you know, there is bodily resurrection available for us now.
100%. And I think it's, and we're called to be part of the work of resurrecting as well. Like, we're invited into that recreating work as well as people who follow Jesus in people's lives and in this world. I think also the bodily resurrection is important because it's a small picture of the entire of creation, right? That it pushes against the by and by, sort of like, we'll all get raptured and live in this heavenly place. When really, if you read scripture, it's no, we will be restored to the good, to the very
right.
New heaven and new earth is literally the heaven and earth that were when Jesus or when God created and said, it's good. It's very good. I think it's a bringing back to that, right? It's all creation groans for redemption and resurrecting and coming back. I look forward to that, not walking on streets of gold.
Right.
Which I was a kid, I always thought, that just seems awfully bright.
You know, I always thought like, oh, wow, streets of gold. Now as an adult, I'm like, who cares, right? Like, that's not actually, like, actually, that is stuff that, like, I don't really care about.
Yeah, is this 70s Miami, like, with people? Like, I don't know, where are we at here? This Vegas, I don't, you know, because that, and again, that was a metaphor. They were imagining the coolest, most fancy thing they could imagine at the time. So for us, yeah. We might be, you know, streets of redwoods, you know, I don't know. With crashing waves, whatever beautiful, amazing, rich thing, which is physical. There it is again. Right?
There it is. Right. Oh, and I think real. You know, I think this idea that this is real.
We can believe in God, the concept of God, right? We can believe in this level of miracle. Now, so we believe in something supernatural beyond at least our natural. But there's a point where I just can't believe.
Right.
And it has to do with the resurrection, right? Or other things like, well, Jesus certainly could not have been God. So I can't believe in the divinity of Christ because that's just too much. You already crossed the line with divinity. So why, what's like, you're through the looking glass. So what does it matter at that point?
Yeah.
Right? Why do we have to parse out like, well, the man was healed because, you know, there was something in the mud on the eye and it washed away the cataract. Like, who cares? Why can we just be like kids in our faith and go, man, Jesus healed us.
Wow.
So cool. Like,
yeah.
Just, you know, because if I can conceive of a God, why can't I conceive of a God who becomes flesh and walks around and raises people from the dead and then raises, gets raised from the dead and raised, you know.
A God in who, like, refuses to abandon creation so much that they come here in and take on this human body, right? And rather than kind of rule over, instead cares about humanity so much that they choose to die, and then cares about humanity so much that they, like, embody and show us what it looks like to be resurrected, right? And show us that we too can be part of that resurrection.
Yeah. I mean, it's an exciting, wonderful thing to be part of.
Turns out the resurrection, I'm for it. Like,
me too.
I'm in favor.
Yeah. And I think Paul's also doing some damage control too, just on a practical level, right? Like, hey, we've built this whole church thing, this whole Jesus church thing around this concept of that Jesus rose from the dead. And it, like, it wasn't a farce. And you guys are now running around saying, oh, we can be a Christian and not believe in that. And he's like, whoa. Like,
take it easy.
Like, this is literally like our tagline. Like, like our rabbi rose from the dead. Right? Like,
yeah.
And now you're undermining it. And if you're undermining it, then your faith is futile. Like, it doesn't, what are you doing? Like, it doesn't really matter. Then let's just glean from what Jesus taught and move on. And not get so excited. Like, certainly don't get put to death over this thing.
Right.
Like, certainly don't give up your wealth over this thing. Like, don't change. Don't create a community with no male, no female, no slave. Like, come on. Like, this is not very revolutionary. If he just died and his spirit went to heaven.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm still one of those, like us, those naive people that would say, if he hadn't arisen, we wouldn't even be having this podcast today.
I think, yeah.
There wouldn't be this thing called Christianity.
Well, this has been a joy.
It has.
Would you pray for us?
I would love to. I would love to. Lord, thank you for Sam, for ministry, for friendship, for colleagues, for family. Thank you for resurrection, and that we can trust that you rose and you are continually rising in and through us in this world. Give each of us and those who listen to this resurrection in those spaces in their life that is struggling and is feeling like it's fading away. Bring resurrection in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, we need to hang out sometime.
Absolutely.